Riddles won the Iditarod on just her third try and says she was among the first dozen or so women that had ever run the race, but things are different now.
You know, nowadays it's kind of no big deal even, really. It's just kind of taken for granted that some women are going to be in there. But this year's Iditarod has a particularly strong field of women competitors, I think is why it's notable this year.
She elaborates.
This year we've had, Sigrid Ekren from Norway and Didi Janro and Michelle Phillips all running pretty tight in the top 20. And then Colleen Rabersha from up in Kasilof is having a real good race. And Anjanette Steer is racing. And Kelly Griffin, who's now got one other gal who's raced both the Yukon Quest and the Iditarod in 1 year. And I think Christy Barrington has done that now, too, this year, as long as she finishes the Iditarod. So she's out there racing with her twin sister. And there's a couple other gals, too, Karen Ramstad and a couple others.
Riddles found the national acclaim she received after her win a bit daunting.
It was kind of strange in a way because, you know, you're used to real bush rat life existence in Alaska. And then what was nice about it, though, is I know Joe Reddington, the founder of the race, thought it was the greatest thing that ever happened for Iditarod because of all the publicity his race got because of this. And, you know, a young girl winning the race over all these guys.
So what's the difference between the sexes when it comes to dog mushing?
There's really not too much difference, I think, in some ways. But I think maybe the only thing I can think of is maybe if we sometimes don't have the physical strength, we just got to think it through a little bit more to figure out a way where we can accomplish the same things without the arm power, maybe, you know. Just like out in my dog yard, you know, if I got to move a dog house, I'm not going to be like some six-foot guy that just picks it up and carries it. I got to tilt and whirl it around on each leg and save my back, you know. So I got to just put a little thought into these things.
The year of her win, Riddles was given an award for humane treatment of her dogs, a necessary part of the sport, she says.
I think the mushers that have been in this for a while, they find dogs that really match their personality so that they make a good team together. And, you know, mushers are pretty smart about having a really good bond with their dogs. And the dogs love to run and they love to run with us. And, you know, I think the most successful mushers are the ones that are the most fair and humane to their dogs. You know, you can't spend all this time that we do with these dogs and not just love them to pieces. I mean, they're just amazing what they do for you. And like I said, we're part of a team together with these dogs.
Several of the younger mushers have been leading the pack this year, and Riddles notes how well the Seavey family from the Seward area is represented.
With three generations of Seaveys running it, and even Dan, who's in his 70s, is running it for the 100th anniversary of the National Historical Trail. Mitch is, of course, a past champion, and Dallas is last year's Yukon Quest champion. So it's a pretty high-power bunch, and if Dallas wins it, it's going to be definitely a big, big CV year.
She offers these reflections on the Iditarod in general.
I don't know. I just love seeing how it evolves. I love seeing all the beautiful dogs and what people are doing with them. And then I admit it is kind of fun to see these new up-and-coming champions, the next generation. You know, this feels kind of like a little bit of the changing of the guard year in the Iditarod. But it's an amazing sporting event. You know, it's very, very hard to be successful over many years, you know, like what Lance Mackey's pulled off. Incredible racers. But I think this year's race really is a lot to do about strategy in a way. And, you know, it's been a really fun race to follow.
Riddles has authored three books, two children's books related to dog mushing, plus an account of her winning run of the Iditarod, which she says inspired a number of other women mushers to give it a try. In Homer, I'm Marsha Lynn.